Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Before we go, I'm going to check in on Emma Allen, who's an assistant editor around here, and she does an amazing job of putting together the Daily Shouts pieces on NewYorker.com. She's fantastic with young writers, humor writers of all kinds. Let's go see what's on her mind.
Well, one of the things I thought I'd bring up in this chat today, it's a board game called Cowgirls Ride the Trail of Truth.
I'm saying nothing.
I recently played it with a bunch of our cartoonists, with Ed Steed and Jason Adam Katzenstein, yeah, and Con Stokes, the cartoon assistant. And none of them are cowgirls. It's a game for teen girls ages 13 to 17. You progress along the board. You have to cross the emotion ocean to get to Paradise Ranch. And along the way.
The Ocean Ocean.
Yeah.
Paradise Ranch.
There are some other great landmarks too, like Courageous Pass, but then also it's like Montana. But you move along.
So it's like Candyland for older people.
Yeah. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with Candyland.
No, Candyland is awesome. So what else you got?
Okay. I have, in fact, a comedian, Aparna Nancharla. She has a bit about how no one can pronounce her name, so I feel a little less bad about mispronouncing it. But she is amazing. She does a lot of stand-up comedy around town, and she's got like a Mitch Hedberg-ish quality to her. She tweets a lot, one of which was recently, "Blizzards always feel like nature going, no, this is white privilege." And what else did I have on there? Oh, one is this book that I brought to show you, which is a collection of recipes by artists.
Huh.
Who at times are reliable cooks and at times less so. But
who's the reliable cook?
Well, I mean,
is Marina Abramovich cooking for you?
Marina Abramovich is an aphrodisiac recipe, which is all about how many days to spend without eating, talking, sleeping, and sexual intercourse before you bathe in almond oil and engage in intercourse.
Wow.
But other ones are for toast and stuff.
Yeah, for toast. Sometimes toast is good, too.
Yeah, but it's great because a lot of times cookbooks pretend like they're giving you all this objective information, and then it turns out that, like, you know, they're impossible to follow, and you might as well be looking at a drawing of an octopus.
So what are you going to be making this weekend from the artist's cookbook?
This weekend? Well, one of my favorite ones is very vague, and it's just for an egg. It's by Sarah Oppenheimer, and it offers no information, but I inevitably will be cooking an egg. Name of meal, egg, duration 6 minutes, ingredients, egg, water. And then there's just a hole in the next page.
Like an overpoached egg.
I was thinking the other day about getting I poach a lot of eggs, but I can never remember how long it takes, and I was thinking of getting that as a tattoo, which is the closest I've ever come
to. You want to get a poached egg tattoo?
Just the, like, basic outline of the, like, how long to do it.
Start editor, I'm recommending against it. Emma, thank you. Emma Allen with some useful suggestions.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.